So wherever you are, just get comfortable, close your eyes, and just look forward to relaxing and enjoying the experience. And as most of you know, I always like to start and end the journey with a nice relaxing Tibetan bow, just so that we know that we've started and we've finished. So we'll do that tonight, and we'll start as usual. So let's just take a few minutes to relax our body and our mind. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and just try to relax. If you get other thoughts, noises, or distractions, just acknowledge them and let them pass by, just refocusing on the task and hopefully the relaxation that will come with it. If at any time something happens or there's a noise, again, just return back into the journey wherever you are. You may find that you have periods of being in the journey, but maybe somewhere you're not. Try not to worry, just enjoy it in any moments that you can. So, as I said, just be comfortable. If you're in a chair, sit comfortably. Get your feet nice and planted. Put your hands somewhere, maybe rest them on your knees or your thighs. Keep your eyes closed. Just begin some gentle breathing in and out. Each time you breathe in, slowly breathe all the way in. Imagine yourself breathing in love and good feelings and good vibes and relaxation. And then as you let go of the breath, just allow it to flow back out. As you let go of it, just imagine yourself letting go of any tension or stress or anything that you feel you might be holding on to. Just breathe in good vibes, relaxation, and then breathe out, letting go of anything, any stress, any tension. Just get into a nice rhythm, easy rhythm of breathing. Something simple, something natural, and something comfortable. And as we do this, we should just begin to feel ourselves relaxing a little. And as I speak, just allow the images to form in your mind if there's anything visual. If they don't come, don't worry. Or if it's not the right visual, just simply change it. You're completely in charge. If you don't get a mental picture, maybe think about the senses and maybe you might feel it or something similar. So what we'll do, we'll start with a body scan. We'll look over our body, looking for areas of tension. As I mentioned, each body part, just bring your own awareness to it and try to relax it deeply as you can. You don't need to concentrate intensely on this. Just feel or imagine the sensation of relaxation and letting go. So we'll start with your legs. And now your arms. Now your chest. Just imagine relaxing it. And now your jaw. Let's just allow any tension to fade out. And now your forehead. And now any other areas that might be a stress point for you in particular. Turn your own attention to that area, try to relax it. And you'll notice now how calming it is just to sit and breathe this way. The relaxation, the feelings, they spread through your body. And for our journey ahead, just give yourself permission to enjoy it and to relax and have the experience. Let go and experience it however it comes naturally to you. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable and it's filled with things you know. The pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions and the decor. It all feels familiar. It's decorated with your favourite colours and shades and styles. And it's a place you feel happy and one that you can relax in. You'll always have this place as an escape and it's somewhere that just has a good feeling. As you look around the room, you see a mirror. And under the mirror is a table. And on it is a cooler box. And it's your favourite colour. And on the cooler box is a note. And on the note, it says, "Hey, glad you're up. I've arranged for a special day for you today. I just know you'll love it. I want you to head down to the hot air balloon show near the cove. Follow the signs from the meadow and you can't go wrong. You can take a seat onto the top of the cliff top and you can watch the show. There's a blanket to sit on. You've got a delicious picnic and even put in your favourite chill drinks. There's no need to even carry anything down there because I'm going to get it sent ahead to you. So just take a leisurely stroll down there. I'll set everything up for you. There's no rush. It starts at noon. Just look out for the blanket and the cooler when you get there. Enjoy your day. Love, James." And on the wall you look and there's a few hooks and they've got coats and jackets. Other things you might wear to stay warm and comfy when you want to wrap up warm. And you look out of a window and today you see clear blue skies. And you feel happy, there's no need for any of this, and you can just go out. And the idea of sunshine and being outside makes you feel happy inside. And in the corner of the room is a door, and it leads outside, and you open it, stepping through into a beautiful, warm, sunny day outside. And you just stand there for a moment, with the heat of the day, bathing your body. And you just smile. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your cheeks and on your arms. And so you head down some stairs. And each one makes you feel that optimism and relaxation. And as you descend one by one, there's good feelings, calm, optimism until you reach the bottom, ready for the journey ahead. And as you look around, you find yourself in a meadow with lush green grass and pretty yellow flowers peeking through. Along the left of the meadow is a fence. Beyond the fence is a field, and it's full of rabbits and a few much larger hares. And they're playing around in the sun. They're in the moment. And so you stop to watch them as they rush around. You're warm and comfortable. The sun's out and you can feel the heat on your cheeks. But you decide to walk on and at the bottom corner of the meadow, there's a signpost that leads you into a copse, tree lined on both sides, a little bit of shade. And there's a defined pathway that you can follow through the middle and you're excited and you're on your way. You feel relaxed. You feel really in tune with nature, the smells, the sounds. It's a visual feast as you walk slowly along the path in this miniature forest. And after a while, the path begins to widen. And then the sun is back on you again, warming your soul. It feels like it's topping up your energy. And as you exit the copse, you're into another meadow, very similar to the first one, but this one sloping downhill for some way. And as you look, you there you see it. You can see the ocean, blue, with birds soaring high into the sky, like kites, swirling around, being held up in the wind in the sky. And you're amazed, even though you've seen it before. And you can imagine just being one of those birds, free of any bindings, able to harness the power of the natural world to soar high up in the sky. Your mind begins to wander as it takes in the beauty of the view, the sky, the ocean, the lush green meadow, and the warm breeze. You can really just be in the moment. As you look around nearby on the left, you see a wooden cabin. It's familiar, like an old log cabin, pretty as a picture. But there's a small sign that's pointing straight ahead, and it says on it, Hot Air Balloon Show. And you can see the cliff top ahead. So you just take your time wandering in the summer, in the sunshine, relaxed. You're in no rush. When you get closer to the cliff top, you can see your cooler, that distinctive color, and your blanket carefully laid out, ready with a reserved VIP sign and your name on it. And so you move the VIP sign and you take a seat in the sun. You take off your shoes and just relax. Today, you're the VIP. Everything on this journey is about you. It's all for you. And it feels good to be special. You take a look at the time. It's just a few minutes to noon, so it's perfect. And you open the cooler. And the first thing you see is a pretty plate and a shaped glass. And inside is a sign that says, just leave everything here afterwards. This is your day. Just enjoy it. And as you go through the cooler, you see that it's filled with all of your favorite things. You make yourself a plate of food and a drink. Just enjoy the sensations of the sun, the day out. All of your favorite things. It feels like a treat, and that's exactly what it is. As you look around, you notice there's a few others also enjoying picnics. They're friends, you know them. They wave and they blow you kisses, and it's nice to see them. It's nice to know that they're doing okay and they're smiling and also enjoying the summer sun, and you feel part of a crowd, even though you're enjoying this on your own. It feels good to be in good company, and so you have a chat with a few of them while you wait for the show to begin. Feels good to just chat and to mingle with people you like, your friends, maybe people you haven't seen in a while. And as you're chatting, you hear a noise and you know immediately it's the roaring sound of a hot air balloon filling as it climbs, and you're excited as you wonder just what might appear over the cliff top and into the sky. And as it climbs from the beach and it's soaring upwards, huge and brightly colored, you see it, its shape and the colors are amazing. It's huge and it feels close enough to touch. And you wave at the occupants inside the basket and they wave back, smiling. And then a few seconds later, another air balloon dances into view. This one's a giant advertisement for your favorite treat. It makes you smile and you watch it as it rises into the blue sky. And now more and more balloons appear. Non-stop. And all of a sudden the sky is filled with colors and shapes and brand messages. It feels like you have a ringside seat. as they continue to appear over the cliff top, and then continue to soar higher and higher into this blue sky above. And then two rectangular balloons appear, and immediately you can see they're like giant picture frames. And looking closer, a message appears in the first one. The message is for you. It's some advice maybe you need to hear, something that will help you. And so you look at it and you visualize it, make a mental picture. It gives you a feeling of encouragement. And you say to yourself, I can do that. I really can. And then the balloon moves upward. The second balloon comes into sight. And this one also has it on a message. And you read. And you realize it's also for you. And it's a thank you for someone you know, for something that you did. It feels good to see it and just to see it in the moment. And then it soars on upwards. You realize that this could also be a tiny message. Onwards and upwards. A good mantra or ideal to have in life. As the balloons climb ever higher and higher and they get smaller and smaller in the distance, you really feel in the moment and inspired. You feel grateful to have had this time, and you're feeling well fed and content and relaxed. And it's only now that you realize you must have lost track of time, as the balloons now are like little specks in the distance, and the sun is now much lower in the sky. And so you enjoy a last moment here as the balloon specks disappear. You put your footwear back on. And then you just slowly start to head back across the meadow. You know exactly where you're going. We're going back the way we came. You've got good feelings traveling around your body. And just being out here was nice. A treat. You were the center of attention. The special one today. You're out here in nature, and it reminds us that when we're out in nature, we're part of something bigger, and we can take comfort in that. As you pass back the way you came, you reach the copse, and you walk through, again taking in the smells of the pines as you walk through. You're full of positivity as you start to walk back across the first meadow again, closer to home now, close to where we started our journey. Just for today, we are enjoying all that is beautiful about the world, and it serves as a reminder to keep it simple and to try to enjoy life. And today's adventure has been good, a chance to create a new memory and enjoy being important, special and significant. We're almost back at our beginning. The sun's lower in the sky. Still warm though. We're still comfortable. We're fed. We're relaxed. Looking forward to returning to our start. That place, the special place we have of ultimate comfort. As you reach the steps again, take each one better for our adventure. As you enter your room again, there's that deep feeling of familiarity, happiness, relaxation. You can almost feel it like a glow inside you. And you're happy to be home, better for today's adventure. You feel good, safe, comfortable. And as you look into the mirror, you feel comfortable in your own skin, proud to be you. And you look down, and on the table, there's a new note. It says, "Hey, I hope you enjoyed your journey. It was my pleasure to do this for you. You're a special human. Maybe one day we can do it again. Maybe we can all be there and we can share it. Love, James. And as you sit and you take in your room, a special place, you realize this is a place we can come back. We can create special times, visit special people, or do special things. And you sit and close your eyes and you just go back to the breathing and when we came in. And you listen for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey.